Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Amen. All right, you're welcome to today's Bible study class. And we're going to be looking at God's Word together. My prayer this morning is as we study His Word, John chapter 18. May the entrance of God's Word bring light to us and understanding in the name of Jesus. Amen. So John chapter 18, right, we're going to look at from verse 1 to verse 8, the potency of prayer, You see, the effect of prayer cannot be overemphasized. You know, we see that the chapter before this chapter, Jesus prayed so much that the old chapter was used to record His prayers. And one of the results of this prayer is what we see in John chapter 18. You know, it takes a lot of courage to reveal yourself to people who are looking to crucify you. You know, Jesus could have fled. He could have hidden His face. You know, He could have run away when they came to arrest Him. He could have done so many things. But when they came to arrest Jesus Christ, He was willing to surrender Himself because He had prayed. There was peace in His heart. He knew it was time for Him to be glorified. Even though, don't forget what we learned, that every time Jesus wanted to say He was going to die, He was going to suffer, He kept on saying it is time for Him to be glorified. Who is not going to surrender Him or herself to be glorified? I mean, when you know that there is going to be there's going to be some beautiful thing that you're going to enjoy after crossing this particular line, will you not be happy to go ahead and cross that line? Even if that line is going to hurt, you wouldn't mind crossing the line. So because Jesus had prayed, He had known what the will of God is, He had spent quality time with the Father, He knew the intentions of God for Him. So when it was time for Him to face the Goliath, He was confident. He was not afraid. He was like, or even more, like David when he was so young and he saw Goliath. That effrontery, that confidence, that daring faith that David had to face Goliath, despite the fact that Goliath was 100 or maybe even 1,000 times bigger than he was. But this guy was fearless. He was courageous. And this is exactly the position every believer should take in the face of adversity. Even when you're sick, and then that sickness is really, really serious, what you should do is to be fearless. What you should do is to be courageous. But you will be fearful if you have not spent enough time in the place of prayer. The whole of John 17 was prayers. And then John 18, Jesus was arrested. But he wasn't scared. He wasn't fearful because he had prayed. So, what I'm encouraging you with this morning is to spend enough and quality time in the place of prayer. What prayer does is that it strengthens you for the challenges that are coming. It gives you that power, that strength, that courage. It makes you fearless. It makes you undeterred. You are not worried about what's going to happen tomorrow because you are happy to know, or you have already known, that God is with you. You are assured in the place of prayer that God is with you. Therefore, no matter what comes your way, you are confident. You are immovable because you know that God is going to help you to see through that situation. But you first need to spend time in the place of prayers. May God give us grace to do this in the name of Jesus. Then we see from verse 9 to 11 the reaction of Peter. You see, his reaction, you know, was even different from the person that he was fighting for. The man who was supposed to be arrested and crucified was calm. He was fearless. No reaction, no defense, because he had prayed. But the man who wasn't going to be arrested or crucified, he was the one reacting. He was the one defending himself. He was the one scared. The fear was in his heart because he had not prayed enough. So when a major challenge came at Peter responded to that challenge as a man. Jesus responded to that challenge as a spirit-filled man. There is a difference between someone who is acting like a man and someone who is acting like a spirit-filled man. As many as led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. Do you know the reason why you reacted so bad to your brother? Do you know the reason why you hate that person because of what that person did to you? It's because you are reacting from the position of the flesh. But if you would react from the position of the Spirit, you wouldn't react. You wouldn't get angry. You wouldn't fight. You wouldn't be scared. Peter was jittering. He was scared. They're going to take my master. They're going to take Jesus. So he reacted. You know, he fought. He was willing. He was ready to do everything. I mean, just to protect Jesus. But he was fighting from the position of the flesh. The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness, rulers of darkness. You know, these are the people that we fight against, not humans. Don't leave the position of the Spirit and start reacting or start acting from the position of the flesh. Be led by the Spirit of God. Before you react, ask God, what should I do? Should I fight back? What do you want me to do in this kind of situation? Any situation you find yourself, ask the Holy Spirit to guide you. Don't just go ahead and do what is in your head. Your head cannot save you. Stop following what is in your mind. Don't say, I know what I'm doing. You don't know what you are doing. Let the Holy Ghost guide you so you can do the right thing. Let the Holy Spirit be your guide. Ask God, what should I do? This is what you should do at every situation, every circumstance, every, you know, anytime you find yourself in a very difficult situation, let God guide you. May we receive grace to do this in Jesus' name. All right, now, from verse 12 to 14, let's see something we can learn. You know, I don't know if, have you ever imagined what could have been going through the mind of Jesus when he was bound and arrested? This is the King of Kings in serious shame. I mean, they arrested Jesus. He was chained. I mean, he was given the thorn on his head. No, he was beaten. I'm talking about the King of Kings. I'm talking about the Man of Glory. The I am that I am, you know. This is God in form of man in chains. I mean, he was arrested and bound, yet he did not put up a fight. You know, this is not reasonable to a natural man, but the ways of God will always be superior to the ways of man. Joseph going to the prison was part of the script. Moses spending several years in the wilderness was part of the script. Stop fighting your test. You know, stop fighting your test. Jesus was, he knew that he needed to go through what he was going through. You know, so there are times that prayer you are praying, if God should answer that prayer, you are going to be in a serious mess. A very serious one, if God should answer that prayer. You know, but God has a plan for your life. So whenever you're going through that situation, I've said it many times, I'm going to say it again. The assignment of every believer, the major assignment that God has given to us, is to praise Him, to glorify Him. He said we were created, translated from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light, that we may show forth the praises. Just rejoice, even in tribulation, even when you're in fire. Rejoice, praise God, because that situation is only but for a moment. Jesus was there in chains, but he was not fighting back. That's the meekest man I've ever seen on earth. Imagine me knowing that I have some level of power. I am empowered. I have power to call fire from the sky, and fire will fall from heaven. And then someone comes with gun, and then says he wants to kill me with gun. When I know I have the power to deal with that person. You know, the greatest and the meekest person I've ever seen in my life or I've ever heard of is Jesus Christ. So meek. Meekness is when you have the ability and the power to do something, but you can't do it. You're so meek. You know you can beat up that brother, but you won't beat him up. You know you can cheat someone, but you won't cheat the person. You're so meek. Jesus had the power. He could call angels from heaven to deal with these guys, but he wouldn't do it. Why? Because he was a meek man. He was a pure man. And he knew that what he was going through, he was meant to go through it. So if I carry on like this and like this, we're not going to finish. But I'm just going to say one or two more things. You know, some of you ask questions like, why did Jesus allow Peter to deny? You know, sometimes if we don't fall, we don't realize how weak we are. Some of you think the reason why you're standing is because you have some strength. It is until you fall that you now begin to see that, I'm nothing. I need the help of God. You see, and that's very important. You need to always acknowledge that there is nothing you can do without God. Peter was actually confident in himself, so he needed that fall. But glory be to God for his life. He bounced back. He came back to God. And that same Peter that you guys always use as a reference for denying Jesus preached in a particular day. 3,000 souls were saved when the Holy Spirit came upon him. So, if you want to talk to Peter, think twice. If you want to abuse Peter, think twice. Hallelujah. And then finally, we see how these guys eventually crucified Jesus Christ. I see Jesus to be the most misunderstood man on earth. This guy did something really terrible. They killed someone who had done good all his life. I mean, there was never a time Jesus Christ did anything bad. All he did was good, and they still killed him for it. But you know what? God defended him. So those times that they hurt you, they did something bad to you because of the good things that you did, and you felt cheated, stop feeling cheated, because God is going to defend you. You have God as your defender. So relax, be confident that God is with you. No matter what anyone is doing or what anyone will do to you, God will always be there to defend you. He is the righteous judge. The judges on earth are evil and corrupt, but God is a righteous judge, and he will always be there to defend us. Thank you very much for joining today's podcast. God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye for now. Hallelujah.